Welcome to the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship this morning. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry, and it is my great pleasure to serve this wonderful and generous congregation. I want you to know this morning that each and every one of you is welcome here today. No matter the color of your skin or the flags of your heritage, no matter who you love or who your family is, you are welcome here if you have done things that you regret and have not forgiven yourself. You are welcome here if you have forgiven yourself. You are welcome if you love life so much today and if you are finding life really hard to manage right now. And you are welcome here if you ask each and every day from your deepest values. And you are welcome here if you don't. Welcome here on this cold December morning. And I would like to invite any children who would like to come forward. Good morning. So once, long ago, there was nothing but chaos everywhere. And out of as the chaos began to form, the first thing that formed was the god Janus, the Roman god Janus. And Janus, that made sense because Janus was the god of beginnings and endings, and it was the beginning. And Janus, he was first even before the king of the gods and Jupiter, and he was very important to the people of Roman times, because he was the god that people invoked at the beginning of the day and the beginning of the week and the beginning of the month. He was the one that people called to when there was birth and when there was death. Janus was not a very handsome god, and he did not appear very mighty. In fact, Janus had one face that looked forward and one face that looked backward. And he was wrinkled and like a very, very old man, had a long white beard on both of his faces. And he always felt a little insecure because there were so many handsome and mighty gods around him. But once he fell in love. He fell in love with the wood goddess, the wood nymph Carnea. Carnea was a beautiful and very kind nymph. She lived in the cliffs and forests, and she was kind. She always would go into the forest, and when animals were coming into the world, she would help them to make the transition good. And when they left the world, she would be with them to make that transition good as well. And he watched her all the time. And so many gods and men came to woo Carnea. They wanted her for their wife because she was so beautiful. Well, they would come see her, and she would flirt with them and smile and be kind, and then she would invite them into her home. But as they headed for the doorway, she would let them get ahead, and then she would run into the forest and hide, and they could never find her. And that was a time of an ending for them, their hope that they could be with Carnea and she would be their wife. And it was Janus' job to open the doors to new beginnings for them. But he didn't. He was jealous of all these gods and men. And so they wandered chaotically between an end and a beginning, all through the forest where Carnea lived in confusion. And Jupiter, the king of the gods, noticed this, so he went down to Janus to say, you know, what's going on? And he noticed how Janus watched Carnea and knew that he was in love. And he said, well, why don't you ask her to marry you? And Janus said, well, she would never want me. She doesn't even want these young, handsome, mighty gods and men. And Jupiter said, but maybe she wants something else. Maybe she wants someone like you. And Janus shrugged. That was ridiculous, of course. Finally, he just yearned for her so much that he went down into the forest to see her. And she was, of course, kind and flirty, and she invited him to her home. And as she headed for the door, as he knew she would, she let him get ahead, and she went to hide in the forest. But, of course, Thanos had a face on the back of his head, and he saw where she went. So she went, and she found him, and she was so startled and shocked and surprised. No one had ever found her before. And he said to her, "I would really love for you to be my wife, because you are so kind and so beautiful, and my work is such a burden of responsibility. I would ask you not just to be my wife, but to be my partner in my work. And I would want you to be the goddess of the hinge. You could open doors for people when they need them opened, and close them when it is dangerous for them to go that way." And Kurnia felt in love, because no one had ever seen her soul before. And she wanted more than anything to live her life in the dreams and the ways that Thanos had set up for her. And they lived happily ever after to this day, opening and closing doors for all of us. As a community, we always draw closer together when we speak what is in our hearts. Whether it be a joy or sorrow or a significant milestone, we invite you to briefly share in two or three sentences, coming up to light a candle, or I can bring the mic to you and light a candle for you. We ask that you state your full name.
Now, special music, Let the Mystery Be. Felicity Shoulders, accompanied by Don Merrick and Jim Walsh.
Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worried about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. No one knows the stuff, and so it's all the same to me. Guess I'll just let the mystery be. Some say once you're gone, you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say the rush in the arms of the Savior is infinite the way to that. Some say they're coming back as a garden must cherish a little sweet tea. Guess I'll just let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worried about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. No one knows the question, so it's all the same to me. Think of the, let the mystery be. Some say they're going to a place called glory, and I ain't saying that ain't a fact. But I've heard I'm on the road to purgatory, and I don't like the sound of that. I believe in love, and I live my life accordingly. And I choose, let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worried about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. No one knows for certain, so it's all the same to me. Guess I'll just let the mystery be. Guess I'll just let the mystery be.
O endless creator, force of life, seat of the unconscious, Dharma, Atman, Ra, Qual, dear center of our love, Christ-like, Yahweh, Allah, Mawu, mother of the universe. Let us, when swimming with the stream, become the stream. Let us, when moving with the music, become the music. Let us, when rocking the wounded, become the suffering. Let us live deep enough till there is only one direction, and slow enough till there is only the beginning of time. And loud enough in our hearts till there is no need to speak. Let us live for the grace beneath all we want. Let us see it in everything and everyone till we admit to the mystery that when I look deep enough into you, I find me. And when you dare to hear my fear in the recess of your heart, you recognize it as your secret, which you thought no one else knew. Oh, let us embrace that unexpected moment of unity as the atom of God. Let us have the courage to hold each other when we break and worship what unfolds. O nameless spirit that is not done with us, let us love without a net beyond the fear of death until the speck of peace we guard so well becomes the world. Light by Bernadette Miller. I want to write of the light, but I do not know whether words can illuminate the way it hangs upon branches and bird wings and broken things, returning beings to beauty. Can words spin substance from sunshine and decay? Can words cajole celebration from night-weary birds? Can words warm surfaces of stones and sorrows? Can words reveal richness in mundane and battered things? I do not know. But if we would write a tomorrow which is wider than wounds we have worn, we might wield words like benedictions and remember blessings within brokenness, beginnings within endings,
and beauty within all things. New Year Poem by Mae Sarton. Let us step outside for a moment as the sun breaks through clouds and shines on wet new fallen snow and breathe the new air. So much has died that had to die this year. We are dying away from things. It is a necessity. We have to do it, or we shall be buried under the magazines, the too many clothes, the too much food. We have dragged it all around like dung beetles who drag piles of dung behind them on which to feed and in which to lay their eggs. Let us step outside for a moment among ocean, clouds, a white field, islands floating in the distance. They have always been there, but we have not been there. We are going to drive slowly and see the small, poor farms, the lovely shapes of leafless trees, their shadows blue on the snow. We are going to learn the sharp edge of perception after a day's fast. There is nothing to fear about this revolution, though it will change our minds. Aggression, violence, machismo are fading from us like old photographs, faintly ridiculous. Did a man actually step like a goose to instill fear? Does a boy have to kill to become a man? Already there are signs. Young people plant gardens. Fathers change their baby's diapers and are learning to cook. Let us step outside for a moment. It is all there. Only we have been slow to arrive at a way of seeing it. Unless the gentle inherit the earth, there will be no earth. Thank you. Benediction for the Heavy Heart by Mason Bolton. Good morning. I missed your good because a plane, because a truck, because a gun, because a cop, because a government, because a people suffering, because too many people suffering, because war, because famine, because some mornings it is so hard to rise, to wake, to be a self. There is a pause here. There is a deliberate cessation. I want a cessation to the noise in my head, to the ache in the collective heart of this world. When I was young, this seemed possible. When I was young, how hope seemed to spring eternal. I want to write about butterflies, about the cracked edges of tree bark pressing like a holy mother into palms. I want to write about the joy of children's cries, about birth, about the arch of your smile, how I could lose myself in the corners of your grin. This you is you hearing this. I want for your joy. I want to lose myself in you. I want your mornings good, your evenings good, all the late nights and sunrises and afternoons and moments press against the ticking glass of your life. Good. Breathe. For yourself. For each other. Let us breathe in when others cannot. When we can do nothing else. Let us stretch ourselves open to embrace our friends, to extend our bodies open to anyone willing to meet us, or even to meet those we think may not. Let us hold each other for this moment, for this blink of human existence.
Burning the old year.
by Naomi Shihab Nye. Letters swallow themselves in seconds. Notes, friends tied to the doorknob. Transparent scarlet paper, sizzle like moth wings, marry the air. So much of any year is flammable. Lists of vegetables, partial poems, orange swirling flame of days, so little is a stone. Where there was something and suddenly isn't, an absence shouts, celebrates, leaves the space. I begin again with the smallest numbers. Quick dance, shuffle of losses and leaves. Only the things I didn't do crackle after the blazing dies.
Begins 2019. It stretches before us, unknown, unforeseeable, unwritten, mysterious. Some of it will be so ordinary and so planned for. We will continue all those routines we have set and carry out all the plans we have laid. And some of it will be completely unexpected. Adventures, accidents, new circumstances, illnesses, surprising turns, new people, new ideas, new ways to act. The New Year stands before us, shrouded in mystery and full of possibility. The Roman god Janus gave his name to the month of January. He was invoked every time there was a change and a transition. He had two faces, one looking back and one looking forward, because that's the truth of things. When there is a beginning, there is an ending. When there is an ending, there is a beginning. And some say that Janus was the most important Roman god because he was called upon all the time for the needs of the people, because there are always beginnings and there are always endings. And truly, when do we really need divine support than when things are changing? When something ends and something is beginning, in that moment between all is unknown, and we need every support and blessing that we can get. In those moments, we make essential, critical decisions about what we leave behind and what we take on these new journeys. We need blessings, all kinds of blessings, to see possibilities in what's before us, and not just our fear of what could go wrong. This morning, our congregation gets to serve in the role of Janice and his wife, Cornea. We will bless each other as we end the old year and begin the new. We will support each other as we decide what to leave behind and what to take with us. And so I ask you, what do you need to leave behind this new year so that you are open to the possibilities of love and courage and wholeness? What no longer serves you? What might you let go of? Maybe it's feelings that no longer serve you. Anger, fear, regret, loneliness, apathy, despair, guilt. Perhaps it is a relationship that harms you. Maybe it is a way of being in the world or a way of interacting with others. Maybe it is a dream you are still holding on to. It's time to let it go. You were given two pieces of paper and a pencil when you came in this morning. One of those pieces of paper is white and small and cottony between your fingers. I want you to write on this paper what you want to let go of this year. And I would like to take this moment to invite everyone who is downstairs to come up to share this ritual with us. And if you don't have paper and pencil, they are outside the door as you come in. So I'm going to share a poem by the Reverend Lois Van Leer to prepare us to write what we let go of. And then we'll have a little silence while you write on your paper. Let go of all that binds you, of all that burdens you, of all what you carry, of all that shames you, of fear, of trespasses and transgressions, of woundedness. Let go of guilt. Let go of anger. Let go of the small-mindedness and pettiness, of ways of being that no longer work for you, of compulsions that consume your living. Let go of what you cannot change. Let go of regret, of that which haunts you. Let go of pain. Let go of the ways in which you have missed the mark. Let go. So you know what you must leave behind at this new year. But what will you take with you as you begin the new year? What will serve you? What might you nourish in yourself or in others? Perhaps it is a hope or a dream. Perhaps a new attitude, openness to possibility, forgiveness, gratitude, kindness, self-compassion, courage, generosity. Maybe it's new relationships or new experiences. Maybe it is a way of being or a way of interacting with others. Consider what you intend for the new year. And on the other piece of paper, the golden paper, write this intention. I share this poem to help us begin. One tree can start a forest. One bird can herald spring. One smile can begin a friendship. One hand can lift a soul. One star can guide a ship at sea. One word can frame the goal. One vote can change a nation. One sunbeam can light a room. One candle can wipe out darkness. One laugh can conquer gloom. One hope can raise our spirits. One touch can show you care, when voice can wake up everybody, when life can make a difference. It's pretty fun.
Thank you.
You have let go. You've set your intentions. And may you be blessed. May you be blessed in this new year with possibilities. May you have the courage to be who you are and to love and to flourish. And to know, as Craig Hamilton says, that an extraordinary and miraculous life is possible.